This is episode one of the H2H Sales Automation Podcast on how to present a sales demo call.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our next episode of H2H Sales Automation. H2H, what it means, a human approach to sales and marketing. My name is Bart, and I invite guests for a short 20 minutes interview to inspire you and improve your H2H approach in sales. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Emma McCarthy, Channel Account Manager from HubSpot, dialing in from Dublin. Emma leads a team of HubSpot agencies and helps them scale. Welcome to our podcast, Emma.
Hi, Bart. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me join today.
Thank you, Emma. So part of the H2H sales process is to present the product or services. With service, quite often, salespeople need to make a demo or kind of presentation as part of the sales process. This is certainly how we approach the way that we sell the HubSpot licenses. So what we want to discuss with Emma today is, sales demo that wins, what we and how we can approach the demo of the product presentation. And we're going to share some tips, some ideas that we hopefully you will be able to implement within your business. So my first question, Emma, to you is, when last time have you done demo?
Last week was the last time I did a demo of our software. So not too long ago, seeing as today is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And do you usually work with clients on a demo, or do you present directly to clients, or just supporting the demo?
A bit of both. Sometimes it's to a potential new client. And sometimes, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, when you introduced me, I work alongside agencies that are talking to their businesses about HubSpot. So sometimes it's in tandem with a marketing or sales agency. And sometimes it's directly to a client or a prospective client.
Mm-hmm. And so I get you're doing quite a lot of demos, or you can listen to different agencies that you coach, how they actually approach the demo. So now after a COVID, probably most of us actually are get used to the demo calls, or maybe the calls that you are talking about the business sales. Part of the process is as some kind of presentation of the service, whatever you're selling. So how would you approach definition of the demo call? When I actually call the demo call, what is coming to your mind? Demo call is?
Yeah. So the way I look at a demo call is you're presenting a potential solution to this business, and you have gotten to know the business in enough detail that you feel it's time to present and show them what this solution could look like and how it could improve their day-to-day, their bottom line, their visibility of reporting, whatever the reason may be. But I think the crucial step for me is getting to know enough about the business so that you feel you can give a personalized demonstration and potential solution to that business. Nobody really wants, in my opinion anyway, to see every element of a piece of software that has no relevance to their pain points or their challenges or their goals. They want someone at HubSpot or any other software company or to be speaking to their needs. So I think us, as anyone who's in a selling role, step one needs to be understanding those needs in great detail before you get to a demo stage or presenting a solution, a proposed solution.
I really like your take on the demo. Be relevant. So demo is a first or one of many stages helping us salespeople to understand what solution can we provide to the business. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. So normally it would be, depending on the scenario you're in, it would be kind of probably typically stage three of a sales process. In most cases, it's kind of like introductory, you know, might be connecting with them on LinkedIn or email, and then it's getting to know that business and going into kind of a discovery session, getting to know their needs, what they're looking to achieve, what they're looking to change, improve, and then moving into stage three of a proposed demo and providing a potential solution to get them from the points that they are today of where they want to get to and how HubSpot or whatever you're selling may get them there.
I really like your keyword called scenarios. I think we will come back to this later on, how to prepare for a demos, how to create the scenarios in which the conversation could lead to. But I really like your process, three-stage process. This is what you described when it comes to selling the software like HubSpot. And my take is to talk about the demo as a process. It's not one way of showing and presenting the solution, or even worse, the features of the product. It's more listening. It's more kind of even a kind of extension of networking to understand the needs of the client. And that demo will help you to get that information. Fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing this with us. Yes or no? Another question. Yes or no? With a sales demo, the goal is to impress your prospect. Yes or no?
I would say no. Maybe by it being kind of contradictory there, but I think it's the way I look at a demo is it's a nice to have, and it's a validation kind of step of. You've listened to the business's requirements and needs in enough detail that you are confident that your piece of software or your solution is a good fit to help that business. So in my opinion, really the demo is just confirming that with them. So you've listened and you've asked enough questions and you've got deep enough and you've digged right down to the root cause of, you know, potentially what needs to change, and you're confident that yes, HubSpot or the solution that you're going to present in the demo is a good fit. So it's more a confirmation and validation step of the sales process rather than let me show you every single element of HubSpot, potentially confuse matters and try and impress you because you're looking to overcome challenges and pains, really, and make them hit whatever goals they've set rather than impress them with the new shiny tool. So that's where I kind of come in and say no as my answer there.
Thank you very much. That was one of the blog posts I read recently that, yeah, sales demo is to impress. And I 100% agree with you. It's not to impress, but it's to align, to confirm, to understand, and to move a conversation if that good fit is ready for the next stage. So what is interesting is that quite a lot of salespeople are actually moving demo call into the overwhelming process of giving tools, information that you probably don't gonna actually even consume, especially when you run presentation over Zooms or any other online platforms. Now, how to prepare for demo call? How to not make a mistake to actually not present the information that you don't want to? Any tips on preparation?
Yeah, so a previous manager actually gave me this advice, which was, it's relevant, I suppose, to the HubSpot platform, but never show more than four tools with inside the platform. Customize your demonstration. And when you're showing the four, the up to four, you know, it might be two elements of HubSpot mm-hmm. that you're going to show them. So you don't take four as the magic number. It might be five if it's a bigger business, but in and around that number, before you go in and show them any of these different parts of the software, come in with a statement of why you're going to show them. So an example here would be, you know, hi, Bart, you know, thanks for the time we spoke last week. I'm going to show you four parts of HubSpot today. Part one is our automation, because based off our conversation last week, you told me that everything is manual today and it's, you know, taking 2 to 3 hours a week for you to follow up on emails or you to send, you know, follow up to prospects or leads. And that is, you know, costing you money at the end of the day and an experience with the leads. So give the reason, because you always want to make sure the prospect feels hurt and it's personalized to them. So you're showing them tools that are going to help solve their challenges that you discussed in the previous steps in the sales process. So yeah, customize your demo and always give an intro as to why you're about the reason you're going to show someone a certain tool. Because yeah, it makes the prospect feel heard and understood. And it also then gives them a challenge to maybe elaborate a little bit more on that pain point, and you're getting to know more information about it. And avoid just showing them parts of the platform just for the sake of it, because it's a new feature in HubSpot. Don't fall into that trap.
Fantastic. No, thank you for sharing that. It's really interesting. As a summarize, customize. I think this is relevant to people who are actually want to apply for the jobs the same way. Then don't customize their own approach how to sell themselves, and the same trap is with the sales, is they do not customize. They've got the nice shiny presentation or the workflow that they follow, but they can't actually see their clients in that workflow. They just follow the slides, basically, the old-fashioned way, while what client is actually looking for is to, okay, what is in there for me? How would you actually help me to deliver that solution? Thank you very much. That's really important. And I think the H2H Sales Automation podcast is all about tips and tricks how to sell better. One of the tips is customize. Customize the journey, customize the demo, customize emails, customize everything that you do for the clients to be more relevant. And so my next question is, so a little bit of context to this. We've been partnered with HubSpot quite some time, and we actually follow the Academy, the HubSpot Academy, which is anyone who is listening to this podcast, if you never actually looked for the HubSpot Academy, fantastic free tools for you to actually improve your marketing, your sales, great ideas and inspiration from the inbound perspective. But part of the process I found really fascinating, and the acronym is called CGP, CGP framework for sales sales presentation and sales demos. Can you uncover a little bit more about CPG framework, Emma?
Yeah. So this is a methodology we use continuously through, you know, whether you're brand new at HubSpot selling or you've been here years and have sold the solution to many different businesses. And this is, I suppose, where this fits in, just for additional context, is in kind of that discovery phase or stage two, as I earlier mentioned. So this is used before you get to a demo. And it's really just looking at uncovering a business's goals, plans and challenges. And there's, you know, sometimes you'll see a T added onto that acronym to look at their timelines. So goals, plans and challenges. And it's okay, I think, to be upfront with, you know, a prospect or a business and say, you know, before we get to kind of presenting any solutions or demonstrations, I want to be able to provide a customized experience for you. And to do that, I need to get to know your business a little bit better. And I'm going to be asking you questions about, you know, these goals that you may have, whether it's quarterly goals, annual goals, plans to get there. What do they look like right now? What's stopping you? What challenges are there? So be upfront with your prospect and kind of you know, let them know that you need to dig into these different letters of this acronym to be able to customize the process for them and get to know their business, you know, in enough detail. And don't be afraid when you get the answers to these goals, plans, and challenges to keep digging and keep asking why, or, you know, don't just take the first answer you get. Oh, we need 100 more leads. Okay, you know, why do you need 100 more leads? And keep digging to really kind of get to those root causes. So yeah, that's the acronym that we use here at HubSpot. And it doesn't have to come across robotic in your conversation. You know, it can still flow like a conversation, and you know, you're listening to the answers that you're getting and asking more questions, etc. as well.
What I would also add, being not robotic, obviously, with a sales process is not a tick boxing exercise. We are all humans. We have our own context of the conversation and own challenges, own goals, and so on. What I found really fascinating, the last bit that you actually did mention, is timeline. And I found this very interesting, because when you're actually proposing some solution to the partner, whatever you're selling, we can take an example of taking or changing the insurance provider, for example. So then the question at some point needs to be asked about the timeline. When actually they want to switch provider? When actually do they think to actually go ahead? Are they making decision this month, this week, next month? Or they just digging in and they're doing the research? Because when we know the timeline or a rough timeline, you will be more precise with your forecasting with the sales. So I found the final bit very much important, actually, to ask and see what is the time that we want to actually move the conversation forward. So when it comes to HubSpot demo, just final two questions, Emma. We're approaching 20 minutes. We try to be precise with the timings, because everyone, all these people who are listening to us, will actually go and start using all these tips. So the question is, how do you actually deliver the demo? Are you a fan of actually doing PowerPoint or Google Docs, or, you know, the kind of PDF type of presentation, or are you more likely to actually show the products, screens, or maybe something else? Maybe you don't show anything. Maybe you just show yourself at the screen. We're talking about the online scenario when we actually provide a demo via online means of contact. Any suggestion, or how do you approach the demo?
So I approach it by showing the actual product. But preparing that, not just opening an instance of HubSpot in a demonstration environment. So closing down all of your tabs and opening up, you know, like what I had mentioned earlier, the four different parts that you are going to show this prospect or this business inside of HubSpot. So if that was, you know, automation, reports, some marketing tools, and the CRM, I would have four different tabs open and also personalize what they see on the screen. So if the business is named, you know, 123.ie, and they're an insurance business, add some information into that demo account that speaks and that's relevant to that insurance business. Or if it's an e-commerce business, or if it's a financial provider, whatever it may be, just so that they can relate to it when they actually see the product. So I don't use presentations, I don't use PowerPoint slides, but I do probably spend as much time preparing, you know, and customizing the product so that when the business joins, they know I've prepared, they know I've listened on the last call, and I'm showing them, you know, tools and parts of HubSpot that could potentially help them.
Thank you. Very useful. Again, customization rather than actually working on massive presentation and showing the products, give them a little bit of the hints how the products can actually solve their problems. So my final question about the mistakes. You do work with loads of different agencies, people within sales environment. You help and coach these agencies to achieve their goals. The common mistakes, maybe 2-3 common mistakes with the demo, sales demo calls that you actually can share with us now. Top mistakes with sales demo calls by Emma.
I think the biggest one I see, especially when someone is new to selling a product, is they feel like it's nearly a test of, this is my opportunity to showcase my knowledge and I'm going to showcase it all. So they show that they think it's a test nearly, and they forget to make it personal to that prospect or that business. So that's probably number one. And then number two is probably just showing too much. And in that, you can very much fall into the trap of showing features and functionality that's not relevant to that business. And then you might get disappointing news after doing the demo. You know, we don't think the software is a good fit for our needs. And sometimes that can come back to, you know, you've shown them service desk parts of HubSpot when they're looking at marketing features in, and that's what the conversation always wanted to be. But you just got a little bit carried away with yourself, showed too much. And so it can have a very damaging, result on your sale if you show them too much. And it's very easy then to fall into the trap of showing them parts of HubSpot that are not relevant to what they're looking to achieve. So they're probably the top two. It's not a test, and don't show too much. Show just enough to satisfy, you know, the discovery call and what you've learned about that business. And, you know, if it's better to have too little time, you know, or be a 30 or 40 minute demo than be trying to show them absolutely everything and it running over time. And then, yeah, it's 90 minutes and they can almost feel like you've wasted your time or you haven't listened to them. So, yeah, it's better to be concise, I suppose, than show them every nook and cranny of the software.
Thank you very much, Emma. And if I can keep the analogy, it's like with a dating. Don't show too much at the first date. I really like this idea. Build that momentum, build that idea of actually uncovering the next features or benefits of the product, be relevant, personalize. Thank you very much, Emma, for joining us today. This is now, this episode has finished, and I would like to welcome you to subscribe to our channel. Our episodes are published once every 2-3 weeks, and if you would like to be featured, if you have something to tell us or inspire our audience on H2H sales and marketing automation, please contact us. Happy to have a chat. Emma, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Boris.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.